KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
And in sports this morning, taking a look here at volleyball results for you in Tuesday's regional finals. In Class 3A, it was Red Oak 3-0 over Albia, Kemper Catholic a 3-game sweep over North Polk, Sheldon swept Garner Hayfield Ventura as well, 3-0. Union was a 3-1 winner over Iowa Falls Alden. Nevada beat Bondurant Farrar 3-0. MOC Floyd Valley swept Algona 3-0. It was Independence, a 3-1 winner over Center Point Urbana, and 3-0 winner for Mount Vernon over Mediapolis. In Class 4A, Harlan was a 3-0 winner over Lewis Central, 25-17, 25-8, 25-18 in that one. Indianola defeated Pella 3-1. Solon over Clear Creek Amanda 3-0. Charles City a 3-game sweep over Boone. 3-1 over Cedar Rapids Xavier for West Delaware. They were a winner there in that one. Lamar's 3-1 win over Bishop Heelan Catholic. Davenport Assumption topped Marion in 3 straight. And Waverly Shellrock a 3 straight winner over ADM. And 5A results for you. Dowling Catholic defeated Abraham Lincoln 3-1. Ankeny over Sioux City East 3-0. Pleasant Valley a 3-game sweep over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Bettendorf swept Muscatine and Johnston swept West Des Moines Valley. Dubuque Hempstead a 3-2 winner over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Ankeny Centennial beat Cedar Falls 3-1. And Urbandale was a 3-2 winner over Iowa City High. And then that sets up some other matchups and regional finals for the smaller classes here coming up this evening as Class 1A and Class 2A will be in action. Game being played in Ames sees Guthrie Center take on AGWSR. In Creston tonight, Stanton will take on Murray. And Ottawa, Fremont Mills will take on Lamar's Galen. And a game being played, or match being played at Center Point is Janesville versus Iowa Mennonite. At George, at Central Lyon taking on Harris Lake Park. In Iowa City West, New London will face Springfield. Game played at Mason City Newman sees Tripola take on Bishop Garrigan. Mount Pleasant to host the site for Winfield Mount Union taking on Holy Trinity. Class 2A matchups tonight in Woodbine. St. Albert will take on Maple Valley Anthon Odo. And Clarksville, Dark New Hartford will face off against Denver. It's a match being played at Milford sees Western Christian take on Lake Mills. Sumner Fredericksburg faces Wapsie Valley at Owine. It's Eddyville taking on Des Moines Christian at Pella Christian. Hinton faces Ridgeview at Sioux City Helan. Iowa City Regina faces West Branch tonight in Tiffin. And Grundy Center will take on South Central Calhoun in Webster City. Those are your regional volleyball finals in Class 1A and 2A that will take place tonight. With less than a month left in the 2013 regular season, Iowa's offense is starting to look more and more like the 2012 version. That's not a good thing for the Hawkeyes. Iowa has taken a big step backward the past 2 weeks. The Hawkeyes have scored just 19 points in regulation and are now tied for 11th in the Big Ten at 25.3 points per game heading into Saturday's game at Purdue. The rushing game, once among the nation's best, is now averaging a pedestrian 4.3 yards per carry. The passing game isn't much better with just 205 yards per game and 12 touchdowns against 10 interceptions. Number 4 Ohio State is chasing perfection and a chance to play for a national championship. Number 18 Michigan State has the inside track to the Big Ten championship game. 4 other conference teams are bowl eligible, and Iowa could join that list within a week, with a win this weekend as well. But with 4 Only 4 weeks left in the regular season, the Big Ten is looking at the possibility of coming up short in postseason play again, even before the bowl lineups are announced. With 8 bowl tie-ins, 6 qualifiers, and Iowa on the cusp, the last available spot will have to be filled by one of 3 teams that are a combined 1-12 in league play this season. That would be Illinois, Indiana, and Northwestern. The Big 12 Conference announced its 2014 league football schedule on Tuesday. The conference shared that several conference games could still have date changes pending network television decisions, and one of those potential conference date changes already identified involves the Iowa State Cyclones, as they will play host to Oklahoma on either Thursday, October 30th or Saturday, November 1st. The Cyclones will have 7 home games, including 5 conference games in Jack Trice Stadium. Homecoming will be against Kansas State on October 11th, and Family Weekend is set for the Toledo game on September 20th. Iowa State's off weeks are September 6th, October 25th, and November the 15th. And Minnesota coach Jerry Kill doesn't want to stop a good thing, so he's staying in the coaching booth for this week's game against Penn State. The 7-3 Golden Gophers have won 3 straight conference games, and Kill says he wants to stick with what's working. Kill left the team to seek more treatment for his epilepsy a month ago. He returned to watch the game against Northwestern from the booth and has done the same for victories against Nebraska and Indiana. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Town has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
And in sports from the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have activated rookie defensive back Sanders Cummings from injured reserve and waived defensive back Bradley McDougald to clear space on their roster. The move comes Tuesday during the Chiefs' bye week. After impressing the Chiefs during the offseason, Cummings broke his collarbone on the first full day of workouts and training camp. He was placed on the temporary IR, and the Chiefs had until this week to activate him. Cummings was picked in the 5th round of April's draft out of Georgia. Many scouts believed he had the ability to go much earlier in the draft, but some legal issues during his time with the Bulldogs caused his stock to slide. McDougald, an undrafted free agent out of Kansas, played in 1 game this season. The Philadelphia Eagles won't have to face Aaron Rodgers when they take on the Packers in Green Bay on Sunday. They will have to face a cynical Wallace, and the Eagles say he presents his own set of problems. Rodgers broke his left collarbone during Monday night's game against Chicago. Wallace is expected to start at quarterback against Philadelphia. He was 11 of 19 for 114 yards in Green Bay's 27-20 loss to the Bears. Eagles cornerback Kerry Williams says nothing changes for his team when it comes to the QB switch. He says Wallace is a savvy veteran. Rodgers hasn't missed a game due to injury since December 19th of 2010. He called his most recent injury significant. Packers tight end JerMichael Finley is done for the season after the team placed him on injured reserve. He was carried off the field after suffering a spinal cord contusion 2 weeks ago. Texans coach Gary Kubiak has been released from a Houston hospital after suffering what the team says was a mini stroke during Sunday's loss to the Colts. The Texans report the 52-year-old is expected to make a full recovery, but that they are not sure when he'll be able to resume his coaching duties. The Seattle Mariners have hired Detroit Tigers hitting coach Lloyd McClendon as their next manager. McClendon becomes the 3rd manager hired by general manager Jack Zarendzic, and McClendon will be formally introduced by the team later this week. He replaces Eric Wedge, who walked away at the end of the season, citing differences with the front office and how to move forward with the Mariners' rebuilding process. Catcher Giovanni Soto has agreed to a 1-year contract with the Texas Rangers. He joined the club in a trade with the Cubs in July of 2012. Soto hit .245 with 9 home runs and 22 runs batted in 54 games this past season. He got a $300,000 raise and will be paid $3.05 million next year. Colorado Rockies co-owner Charlie Monfort has been arrested on a suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol and speeding charge as well. Guard Dominic Artis and forward Ben Carter have been suspended by the number 19 Oregon Ducks for violating NCAA rules against selling team-issued apparel. The length of the suspensions has not been determined. Artis and Carter did not accompany the team on its trip to South Korea for the Ducks' opener against Georgetown on Friday. Texas voters have rejected a plan to convert the shuttered Houston Astrodome into a convention center and have likely doomed the iconic stadium to demolition. The so-called Eighth Wonder of the World opened in 1965 and was once home to the Houston Astros and Houston Oilers. That's a look at the latest sports here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN. Sports was brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.